Welcome to the Infinite Lives in Games podcast. I'm your host, Victor Diaz, also known by my gamer tag as Seth Infinite. Now, recently, I just put out an episode closing out the second season of the Infinite Lives in Games podcast. It's been an amazing second season, trying out new things, getting these stories out there. This is what this podcast is all about. It's been a blessing, to say the least. Now, it's been a legendary ride, but I want to officially end this season with an awesome and powerful individual that is making his mark on the world, changing people's lives with his words, with his powers, with his wisdom. Man, we got Lenny J on the podcast here today, musical solo artist. Oh, man, it's going to be a fantastic episode. Now, usually we focus on a specific video game and specific topic, but today, since this topic is so big, so broad, and so powerful, because without it, I don't think we would have video games. So it's going to be on the topic of music, everything that has to do with music, and this amazing gentleman's career in the musical industry. So we got Lenny J, born and raised in Staten Island, New York. He is a musical solo artist, changing the landscape of the industry, as he is a one-man army when it comes to producing, editing, writing, and doing everything for his musical content. And I can relate to that because I do everything for this podcast. Very powerful. Gonna be shouting out two of his hot new singles out right now, titled Life of a Runaway, one of my personal favorites, one that I truly have resonated with. I can't wait to talk about both of these. And then just one recently called Tommy Pickles. Oh man, if you know where that's from, man, huge shouts out to you guys. You guys are the real ones. You can find both and all of this man's amazing work on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube. So his Instagram is LennyJ.13. YouTube is LennyJ. Twitter, @LennyJ_13. And lastly, you can't forget this man's gamer tag, LinkinPark259, one spelled LNKIN Park 2591. Topics to be discussed in today's episode include being a solo artist, music overall and gaming, mentions of great musical composers in the gaming world, and of course, favorite soundtracks of video games throughout the years. Oh man, Lenny J, thank you for being on today's episode of the Infinite Lives in Games podcast. I cannot thank you enough. I'm going to be thanking you throughout this whole episode because this episode is going to be hype.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh man, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. That was an amazing intro. I loved it.
Thank you, bro. No, oh man, it's going to be a powerful episode, to say the least, because your words, just listening off of your musical talents and some of your songs, man, you have definitely hit me, and I know you've hit a lot of people. So I just want to start off by saying, again, thank you. I'm telling you, I'm going to keep
thanking you. Hey, well, thank you. I mentioned we were speaking when we were setting this up, like, to someone I work with, actually someone in the video game music industry. Actually, I was talking to them. They were like, when you meet people you've always looked up to, like artists or whatever,
yeah,
like I said to him, I don't know what to say to them. Sometimes I just say thank you, because like their music moved me so much, and like I really fall in love with the music even as opposed to the individual, because there's some artists and people that their personal lifestyle is a little gray area, but their music still is great.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what, but I try to separate it. I just say thank you to them, and he said a thank you is all we have. I've been trying to make that into a song.
Nice. Ooh, look at that, already shouting out his stuff, man. Thank you into a song, man. I'm excited.
I have a single coming out called Let the Games Begin. I'll say it now, I don't even mind, and it's with a video game person. I'm not gonna say who, because it's not out yet.
All right, but we will
talk about that work. We're gonna talk about a few video game people, but I'll give a hint that it's one of the people we'll talk about.
Oof, let's go. All right.
So, and all right. I'll tell you too. So,
oh, it's hype.
Okay,
it's
anyway. Hype. So yeah, but the song was gonna be called "Thank You" because of that, but instead I called it "Let the Games Begin."
Nice, awesome.
And I think it'll be the first song on my album. Ooh. Which, yes, I'm making an album. So,
Oh, man. All right. So, you know, first off, I want to start by saying if you're a regular gamer, you know, you probably know all of the classic and lots of melodies. You know, you often find yourself going on a trip or just, you know, going about your daily life and you'll hum some of these tunes, and most of them are from your favorite video games. And now, surprisingly, it's rare. It's like a rare focal point in a lot of video game conversations, the topic of music. And it's surprising to me because without music, you know, a game would be missing like an artery. Like, I don't think games would be games without music. Let's start off with that. Don't you agree with that? Like, music actually is like the almost like the heart of a video game sometimes.
Well, yeah. Think about what happens when you turn on any console. What, you did you have Sega Genesis when you were younger?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, man.
Okay, what happened when you turned it on?
It made that
that's singing. Is that not someone singing?
That's Sega. Absolutely right.
Already we got music when you turn on the console. Like, music to me is like everything. Even like in Sonic the Hedgehog, when you get rings and you land on items, like the that's a note. You know, like, those are notes, you know? Music's everywhere.
Absolutely right. You know, it's funny. I like that you mentioned the, you know, the little boops and the collecting the rings and stuff like that, because video games started off with those sounds, right? You know, like those thumps and the boop, boop. But it's turned into, throughout the years, this massive things where now we have orchestras and soundtracks for these video games. So let's start off with where you grew up with video games, right? And how did the music affect you playing these games?
Yeah, so I'll get into some nerdy stuff about that. Let's get it. remind me to come back to the boops of, like, Pong and stuff.
Yeah, no, go. Yep.
So anyway, well, for me, it started with, like, Sega Genesis and Super Nintendo. So 94, 95. Mm-hmm. I think I got a Sega Genesis for my birthday, my third birthday in 94. I couldn't really do much with it because, you know, I was three. But my parents loved it. And then when I could play, I was playing, like, Sonic the Hedgehog. And I really loved, actually, Sonic on Sega Genesis. That's one of my favorite, I would say. I also got a Super Nintendo, and I think that's where I learned about music, because I started playing Donkey Kong Country. That's where I was like a little kid, and I was like, I think something powerful is happening here. Because I would be doing my kindergarten homework, you know, learning how to spell words like school, you know? Yeah. But I would come home, and I would turn on my Nintendo, go to the water level, hit pause because the music still played, made the TV loud, and did my homework to the infinite looping music. And so then, you know, I realized, oh, I'm doing something here. Like, why do I like that so much?
Oh my God.
But yeah, so Donkey Kong was the first game. Did you have any of the Donkey Kong countries?
Absolutely. Oh my God. All of them, actually. And I've played all of them throughout the years. I don't think there's ever a year, probably, you know, a year or two, where I don't go back and at least play a couple of hours.
Yeah, I'm playing the first one again, you know, like, I just got pop it in and, you know, let the games begin with that one. Anyway, so I got, I love that one. That's where it stuck out to me, between Donkey Kong Country 1 and 2. Those three was great too, but those games, the music, I think Aquatic Ambience is potentially one of the best
ever
well-composed songs ever. And Sticker Brush Symphony from Part 2, there's a YouTube page. It's, I believe it's in Japanese, the writing, so I don't know what the title says. I'm assuming it's the song title.
Yeah.
But I think it's like an hour loop or a 10-hour loop of Sticker Brush Symphony. And in the comments, it says, like, you can't search for this page, even though, you know, you could. But, like, usually you stumble across it, and the comments are just people pouring out their feelings, with no, like, filter, like, it's just strangers from walks of life, like a place they could vent and talk about, like,
beautiful,
this person they know is sick, they just went through this, like, and it's just because of the song, like, it makes you feel so emotional. That's how powerful it is.
Oh, my God. Beautiful. We can all relate to that. We can all relate to, you know, a lot of us sitting in front of our TV screens just listening to all these music. And you mentioned Sonic, and I love Sonic music. Oh, my God. You know, Crush 40 and all that stuff and all the classic Sonic stages. I still hum them to this day. And people have memories. They have memories and things. Part of these journeys, of our journeys, have been tied to these musical masterpieces of these games.
Yeah. You know,
that wouldn't be these games if it wasn't for for these music. Like, imagine Sonic without the Sega and the ring and the boop, you know, and all those, and the spring sound, you know, like, you know, if you hear these jingles, you'll turn your head. Like, what was that? That's Sonic. Where is that?
Those noises, we can nerd out a bit about music if you want to, you know,
absolutely
learn some things. So those noises, the pong noises, like the boop, like the little blips that are very,
like a note, right?
It's standard like computer noises. That's like where all synths come from. Mm. Like, that's where the sounds come from. So when you hear those cool noises in my songs, like When Life of a Runaway Starts, and you hear that synth, like, that's created from just a noise, like a computer noise, and you alter it with the oscillators, the envelopes, the attack, decay, sustain, release. Like, you mess with all the knobs essentially on these keyboards and synths, and then they turn into those cool aquatic like sounding things. So Donkey Kong Country is actually a game where David Wise, the genius, greatest of all time composer, he really altered the music like industry of gaming, because he was able to get those synths sounding so like luscious and like wide, and he was connecting like, you know, real synths, and the music was so advanced and stuff, and no one was doing that, but he figured it out himself and made like a special gaming coding thing to transfer like the professional sounds. So like, that's why for Super Nintendo we have Super Mario Brothers, which everyone knows that music.
Well, of course.
But it sounds very 8-bit Mario.
Mm-hmm.
But then you listen to Donkey Kong and it sounds pretty newer, like more new, the music, right?
Yeah, very good point.
But it's like the same timing.
Yeah, and with it's the same technology and everything.
It's because David, like, he went out of his way to like make a custom rig and like bank system of sounds to like get the real synths into the Nintendo, and no one did that yet, and that's why it's so advanced, that music. So it's really cool,
very special, and we still listen to it today. You know, I wanted to ask, what do you think goes into someone's thought process behind music like this? Like, what do you think is the process, you know, even your own process when it comes to writing and composing and putting all these boop beep and all these things together? Like, what's your thought process behind all of it?
Well, I think it's similar to my thought process because of my music. How, like, I try to paint a picture in your head with the music, even the instrumental. Like, with my music, I'm going to release the instrumental versions of Life of a Runaway and Tommy Pickles. You could sing along to it, or you could just jam to the instrumental because it's very video game, like very movie, very anime like. So I think the inspiration comes from, in video game sense, I'm guessing they're given like a description of the game, or they could see it.
Right.
Or, you know, they're told like there's a cave level, there's a like a windy level, there's a spooky ghost level, a swamp level, like, you know, all that stuff maybe. But I know it's just music they're listening to at the time, because if you listen to Donkey Kong, David has said like, oh, you could hear this drum pattern is similar to like In the Air Tonight on one of his songs, because he was jamming to it, jamming and inspired by things he likes, just like I'm inspired from his music. And you know, my music is very Donkey Kong-ish, like it has that video game quality, because that's what I listen to. But they're just trying to paint pictures, because that's all
I like, you know, that
I do with it. I try to make songs that are soundtracks to your life. I want you to look back, whether you're a young kid and you're like, oh, my parents were listening to Lenny J when I was little. I remember being in the back seat. They were taking me to school. Or maybe you're in high school and you're like, oh, yeah, I was listening to Tommy Pickles when I became captain of the team and I had to be a leader like Tommy, because that's what the song's about. That's why I named it Tommy Pickles. Yeah. And then so, like, they might be creating pictures for people to really live out their life through the music, because that's point of the video game music. It's to make the level come to life, you know? Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so I think that's where the inspiration comes from. But I'm sure we all have inspiration that comes from different places and for different reasons, you know?
Oh, you know, absolutely. And you made some two big points here. First, you said the inspiration part. And second, you said painting the picture, right? Okay, so inspiration, right? This is very key and very powerful. What are some of your inspirations for some of your music and the things that you do and the lyrics that you write? Because, you know, you have some powerful stuff there, man. So let's get into that.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, first of all, I would say it's a given answer, if anyone knows me, is my brother Ryan. He has autism and he's the best. And that's, you know, my reason for working super hard in music and making a living out of it. And, you know, I love music and I'm very fortunate to find success in it. So, mm-hmm. you know, I'm grateful for that. But the reason, you know, I need to find success in it is because I want to be able to care for him and take care of my family as well. So family is the number one reason, and everyone I care for. Powerful. That's my inspiration for sure. And also the inspiration of wanting the world to be a bit better. I'm kind of tired of this world, man.
Like, oh my gosh.
You know, I'm not getting into politics or any of that, but people hurt each other, plain and simple. That's where I'm annoyed. Like, even in the music industry, it's a scary industry. You got to do what you got to do to get to the top, mm-hmm. but people think they're the only ones getting to the top, and that's where they become evil, in my opinion. Like, they hurt others to get up, and that's what people do in the world in general. Yeah. And I want to stop that. There's enough room for all of us at the top. And no, it is a cutthroat industry, but you know, you gotta go hard to make it, but you don't have to rip anyone down. And in the real world too, like, we don't have to steal from each other or rob each other. Man. Like, there's enough, you know, food for everyone. There literally is.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, two things that I want to say off of that is that, one, you know, I can sympathize with family. You know, I do a lot of what I do for my family, especially in our younger years when we were going through stuff. But I also have a brother with mental disability as well. So I know where you're coming from, because he's older than me. But when I was younger, once I realized that he had these things, I had to become the older brother of five at a very young age. And it put a lot of pressure on me to do what I had to do, you know, to keep my family safe, to keep us supported and stuff like that. So, you know, it's something that we need to talk more about. We need more people to get out there and sympathize with other people, because they need that inspiration. They might not be as powerful. They might not be, you know, up on the forefront to get up there and say, look, I got to take care of my family. I got to do this for them. Again, you know, I'm going to keep thanking you, but thank you. Thank you so much for being on here. And, you know, your words and your wisdom and your music is going to get out there. It's going to touch people's heart. And you don't know what you might cause, that ripple effect that will get people moving.
Yeah. And shout out to you. You got I'm going to coin it. You have the brother badge for, you know, taking care of a brother. Yeah. I met some people, you know, recently that they're like, oh yeah, you're so good to your brother. I also have a brother, you know, with disabilities. And yeah, I'm always like, oh, you get it. Like, you know, why I'm going so hard now. And like, that's what my music's about. Like, wanting to do well for him. Like, and I'm out in LA and my brother's at home with mm-hmm. my parents. So, like, I, like, miss him and everything. But I know, like, what I'm doing out here.
Shout out to your brother. We'll get him. Give him a shout out, man.
Shout out Ryan.
There we go.
Yeah,
bro.
Ryan's a man. He inspires a lot of people. I always post him and everything. And I never thought to, like, you know, post them in a sense for like not engagement purposes, but like people message me and they're like, I love the footage you put of you two like hanging out, like mm-hmm. it makes me happy, I want to go out and do things and like, you know, make the world better. And I'm like, wait, that's my brand, like what yeah. if I show him more, because he's the man, like he's why I'm doing this, you know.
Yeah,
like
the reason, the inspiration.
It seems like I'm doing very positive lyrics, but I don't really show why except for like through the lyrics. So yeah, people really have been getting joy out of it. And I know like people message me randomly and they talk about my brother and I'm like, oh, he really sticks with them.
That's
so,
what,
like,
that's what it's,
you know,
about. That's what it's about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But shout out Ryan. Also shout out my other brother. He goes by Metalcore. He's a Pokemon master. He flips Pokemon cards and collects them.
Dope.
And
let's
that's
go.
Pretty
All
neat
right.
too. And speaking of Pokemon, how about those games and that Woo! Music?
Oh man! Before we get into that, I also want to say that I resonate with the piece, because I always say piece of the pie. Everyone has a fair yeah. chance, you know. And you mentioned like, you know, everyone being fair to each other. Like everyone can have their own piece of the pie out here in this world. You know, you don't have to be selfish. You don't have to take the limelight. Everyone gets a shot. Everyone's equal.
Yeah, for real, we are all equal. Because like, we all sleep, we all eat, we all breathe, right? Mm-hmm. And we all die. So we don't get, you know, we don't know what our continuation is in this video game we're in. You know, we all have theories, we all have beliefs, but we'll only know when we know. You know?
Oh, that's right.
Like, yeah, people need to realize, like, no one's better than one another, like, at all. Mm-hmm. Like, and if mm-hmm. you think that, like, I can't say you're doing things for the wrong reason. I can't say someone's doing their life in a way that's incorrect. Everyone has to live their own life, you know?
Yep.
But we have a whole world out here. You know, I see homeless people every day in LA. It's pretty bad. I always try to, you know, mm-hmm. once a week or so, I like donate a random item of clothing into the bin down the block. And like,
that's what's up, man.
Because like, I think I want to make a little thing on my page that's like, you know, it doesn't cost you anything. Like if you go in your closet, I'm sure there's a shirt you haven't worn in so long and you go
it's
buy
just sitting
it
there.
Every time you're looking through shirts and you're like, oh yeah, I don't wear this, but you keep it in there. You know, yeah. you're not going to wear it. No. You know, you're not. Like, so just grab something you don't wear, drop it out of bin, which is going to be within a few blocks. That literally costs nothing. Like, and then you just did something for someone. Like, I want to yep. make that like a little segment on my thing.
Let's do
just
it.
To show, like, there's no excuse. Like, there's no excuse you can't do this. If you don't, it's just because you don't want to take 5 minutes to go down a block.
Exactly.
You know, like,
yeah. No,
so,
no.
I don't know. I want to do things like that.
Let's do it. Oh, man. So, you know, you mentioned get into the Pokemon music, man. Everyone,
yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh, those are definitely some classics. Still to this day, you don't even play Pokemon, you know the words.
Oh yeah, speaking of words and being the very best, I fortunately had the opportunity. I was referred to Jason Page, the singer of the theme song,
oh.
and he reached out to me to produce a song that he wrote, and I produced it. I played the instruments on it. I mixed and mastered it, and it's not out yet, so I can't say the name of it or what it's for. I could say it's not a new Pokemon thing, which would be super epic, but it's for something with the trading card community.
Nice.
Trading card game. So I could say that. And I'm not even sure when it's coming out or whatever. Yeah, super cool, and it was just super, like, crazy, like, to work on the song, and when you hear his voice, I'm like, you know, I was 7 years old or something, like,
oh my gosh,
screaming those words.
Absolutely.
And now, like, he hired me. Like, he reached out to me. That's crazy.
There's something special, there's something magical about that, you know?
Yeah, and then the next step of it is, you know, after I do and I really think about, like, wow, and I listen to the theme song in my room going crazy after I finish the song, I got to meet him at a event or whatever, and he performed the song.
Get out of here.
That's, like, not the one we did, the actual Pokemon
yeah,
song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was just like, it's actually him. Like, think about him 20 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
He, like, put out that song and think about how powerful that song is from an anime, you know, that we all know that. I want to be the very best like no one ever was. Yeah. Like, isn't that what we're all trying to do? That's what the video game is about, like becoming the champion, beating the Indigo Plateau. That's what the anime series is about. You know, like, it's all about,
preaching, man.
Video games, music, like, it's all similar to me. And with my music, I say, like, I want to be, like, a main character in a video game, like, the protagonist. Yeah. Like, not necessarily the main character. I don't mean to say that, like, in a popularity thing. Like, I want to be the protagonist. Like, I want to be looked at as, like, the Sora of music. Like, the Ash of music. You know, like, one thing to be a rock star, I want to be that. I love, you know, the idea of like I'm a rock star, like Motley Crue and Bon Jovi, like that's really cool and everything. But like, we have modern day rock stars for sure, like all these people out there are Post Malone, Taylor Swift, Miley, like they're rock stars
to me, absolutely, you
know? But like, where's like the Slash or the Van Halen of today? There's no guitar person, you know, whether it's a guy or a girl. We don't have a shredder right now.
Yeah, coming through. And like
a main guitarist. But going back to the protagonist thing, like I want to like change the world. Like I have a song coming out randomly. I don't have a video for it, but it's called The Messiah Complex, because always say like I feel like it's my responsibility to fix things. Like maybe it's because of my brother. Like I took on that responsibility at a young age. Everything. I was in school and like we had to do something in class. I was like, oh, it's up to me to step up and lead the class. I don't know why. Like, exactly. Literally exactly why I named the song that. Because it's not about the Rugrats at all, the song. Like, I don't even say Tommy Pickles in the song, but I always feel this need to like do things to the fullest. Like when I play video games, like I 100% video games or more. Like I need to get every crate in Crash Bandicoot, every platinum relic.
Hey,
I need to catch all 151 Pokemon. Maybe it's OCD. Literally.
I can relate 100%.
I have. Like, it literally might be like my anxiety. Like, I actually have anxiety badly.
But, I relate 100%.
You know, maybe it's the, you know, the pressures. Not pressures of my parents, but like my parents showing me the responsibility I had so young. And having to take care of my brother, maybe that big brother thing for both my brothers is just activated into music and for video games. But
Man, you know what's crazy? You know, I never really thought about it that way either. You know, some of the, because I am that way too. I love to get every crate in Crash Bandicoot, man. I have OCDs, not even picking up the Wampa Fruit, man. I'm like, no, I gotta get that.
I know, man. Oh, I gotta run back and grab it. Because, like, you think, like, you know what? I have 39 Wampa Fruit. Like, 100 get me a free guy. But you're like, you know what? If I know I'm going to be at a point where I have zero lives and there's a zero next to Crash's head, if I just would have went back when I have 99, I would have had the free life and I wouldn't be going to bed a loser because I'm about to fall the into game the over. Pit. You know, like, because you need that one Wampa Fruit. It adds up, like, everything you do in life, like, you know.
Let's go, man.
Those little things add up. Like, you're not an overnight success. It takes years and years for success to happen, and every little step helps. And, you know, sometimes you got to know which Wampa Fruit to go for, though. You know,
absolutely.
That's important as well. But, yeah, I relate to you getting points, man.
Huge points. And I thank you for also making me think about that, too, you know, because you mentioned, like, maybe it was your past. Maybe it was, like, taking care of your brother.
Yeah.
That's why you play the games the way that you play. And also, man, it does take things little by little. It does take things to, like, consistency and, like, really tackle it in on what it is and focusing on, because you don't grow into this big thing overnight. I mean, some people do. Some, shout out to the people that make it overnight success, because it's a thing.
Yeah.
But for a lot of us, you know, we got to work hard. We gotta get in there little by little, day by day, step by step, and getting out there and doing what you got to do to do it. You know, this is such a great episode, because I also want to get the topic, you know, you mentioned.
I'm a great host.
You mentioned the topic of, you know, these artists, right? Miley Cyrus, all these people that are nowadays are singers. You know, but there is often a topic, right? And I know it's going to sound dumb, but I really want to bring it out to the forefront because I feel like it's big, it's huge. It doesn't get a lot of respect, right? So I want to ask you, Lenny J, is gaming music, right, real music, right? Because you mentioned these artists, right? You mentioned all these people, and then you have gaming music. So there sometimes, for a lot of us, I know a lot of us can relate. You know, you got your playlist on your phone, right? And let's say you hook it up to a party or something like that, playlist comes on, and you start sweating because next thing you know, you go from Post Malone to Sonic Adventure 2 Battle, you know, Live and Learn, and you're like, ah, damn, you know, like, should I be playing this right now? Is this a thing right now?
If the people I'm with don't vibe with that, I'm hanging with the wrong people.
Ooh, okay.
How about that?
Ooh, that's one way to answer that question. That is definitely a way, because, you know, and so that's the topic, because, you know, some people really believe that video game music is not music. You know, what do you have to say about that? Because,
and I don't know why, because it's very complex, it's very hard to write, it's very advanced. It's so complex that it's tougher to make like radio or mainstream because it's so specific and advanced. But it's totally real music. I think David Wise is like Beethoven. Like, you know, like, I stand by that. I think we have modern producers and writers for like pop music that are Beethovens and Mozarts. I think Zedd is an artist that actually writes at a level equal to what would be considered classical music one day.
Yeah.
But it is real music to me. There's like in the music industry, some people say like, if someone compliments you saying your song could be in a video game, take it as an insult. And I was like, what?
Wow.
I was like,
really?
See? I was like, yeah. And those musicians usually saying that are the ones who aren't too far in their career. Mm-hmm. And I think that's because they're having a closed mind and they don't understand that people like Drake have flipped Donkey Kong songs, and Drake has a song that samples Donkey Kong.
Oh, look at that.
So like, yeah, that's real music. People, Taylor, Drake, The Weeknd, Miley, his name's there. If his producers are reaching out to David Wise, which they are and have, I think it's real. You know, it was real to me. 100%. It got me through my, you know, struggles. Music, like some people listen to certain music to when they're sad or they're happy. I put, like you said, I'll be listening to Def Leppard, then I listen to Donkey Kong, the next song.
Yeah.
And then One Direction comes on after.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what I do. And they all sound similar to me, but yeah, it's real music for sure. Absolutely. You get hired, you can get a paycheck for it, you listen to it, it inspires you, it inspires different people in different ways. So I think it's real. I don't like when people say that's an insult or whatever, because video game music, like the Kingdom Hearts music, is like crazy. Like,
oh my God. We all grew up with that one too, man. Simple and Clean. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
But, Dearly, you know,
Beloved.
Y'all hear that? Oh my God, that's hitting. That's hitting. Oh, you're getting emotional out here, man. I'm not...
Yeah, bro. Let me see if I remember Donkey Kong. Nah. I don't remember.
Oh my gosh.
I don't remember it, but yeah.
So beautiful.
Yeah, sorry. I'm about to go with my other. But no excuses. I got to brush up on my Donkey Kong.
Yeah. But yo, listen, you made a good point.
I should hit you with some Pokemon Center too by now.
But you made a good point, because music has saved people's lives. Some of these songs, gaming or not gaming, music has saved people's lives. I used to say when I was young, and I still say it to this day, you know, music is life. It is the language of life.
Yeah.
We are speaking about our experiences, our emotions. It is a tool used in video games, right? And even, you know, just life in general, to kind of like manipulate your emotions so that your experience is enhanced with whatever it is that you're going through, fighting a big boss or going fast.
Yeah, that music. Yeah, that stuff you're saying, like, there are frequencies, like solfeggio tones, that affect our emotion. And, like, those are in certain sirens to scare you. And, like, those sounds are in certain gaming parts to scare you. And,
oh,
like,
my God.
That Holy. Stuff, like, is real. Like, you're right. Like, you know, with a boss, like, that music, as soon as the music, you know, when you're in a video game, you're walking, it's like pleasant music, and then out of nowhere, you don't even see any character, but the music changes, and then you take three steps back, and it turns happy again, and you're like, is there a boss here?
Like, well, that's a good point also, I'm going to bring up later. We're going to circle back to that, but yeah, man, you know, music has, it does it all. It does it all. Most of the music that I listen to, if not a lot of it, saved my childhood. You know, lyrics that describe, that put out the emotions of what it was that I was going through at that specific time. Now, granted, sometimes, you know, now I don't even listen to these songs anymore, so I know them word by word. But, like, when I listen to that song, I'm like, damn, I remember that. I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that, boss. Oh.
A friend of mine, he's a magician. His name's Frankie Fodi. He said a quote, it's like, even if someone doesn't remember your name, they'll remember how they felt after you performed the magic trick. Yeah. And when they tell the stories, even if they're like, you know, Frankie was doing the trick, they'll be like, this magician did this crazy trick and my mind was blown. And they'll never forget that. And maybe people don't know David Wise's name or Yoko's name from Kingdom Hearts. Mm-hmm. But when you hear that theme song, you're like, oh, I remember this and that. And you get nostalgic and you start reminiscing. Like, that's the feeling that matters. And I try to do that in my music, too.
That's good,
so
man.
I think that's a timeless feeling. That's part of what makes songs hits and last long. Like, it doesn't matter when it comes out, the song. It'll be a, you know, something classic regardless.
Well, you know, let me ask you a question. This is a great segue into the next topic that I want to talk about. Music back then obviously was different, right? And so I want to ask you, what do you think about, let's compare the two. Let's compare music back then to music nowadays in video games. Which do you think is more powerful? Which one do you think leaves a bigger mark?
I really think the classic music, just like with classic modern music too. Like, I feel like you judge a song, but you could say, like, you know, when people have weddings, you're always going to hear, like, Sweet Caroline or something, right?
Yeah.
What's that song for us in the last 20 years? What are we going to hear at, like, great-grandkids' weddings? Like, what's the sweet, like, what is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, what
like,
is
do we
be?
Have anything? Do we think we do? I think, like, Uptown Funk from Bruno Mars is one of a song, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, but, like, that's how I think of it. Like, okay, all these new video games. I don't see people talking about a song unless it's still David Wise still.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
like,
absolutely
like,
true.
Like, what's, like, the Bloodborne score was pretty crazy.
Oh, that was...
Like, who, I don't know who wrote it, and I don't frequent it, and it's not as catchy as the Donkey Kong music or the Sonic music. Those songs really focus on melody, just like pop music and rock music in the 80s, 90s, early 2000s. It was very melodic, and things aren't anymore. It's very flowy and feeling like... Sometimes when people sing, they stray away from melody just for feel. And I think things like early 2000s music, 80s, 90s, like I'm saying, is very note-y. Like, think about Blink-182, all the small things. Like the ba-ba, is that not like Sega?
Yo,
it's all notes. Like, it's all specific. Donkey Kong is boop, 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 boop. Like, and... Life of a Runaway starts do 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 do, like it's melody. Like when I sing the notes, I swore I would make a change. Like it's very, you know, like all the small things, true care, truth bring. It's very notes, like very you need to remember the Tommy Pickles,
And that's the thing that I take away from it, too. You're exactly right. Those are the things that I pick up when I listen to these songs.
Uh-huh. In Kingdom Hearts, you know the doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Absolutely. Oh.
Right? But, like, in Bloodborne, what songs have a melody like that? Like, I can't remember any right now, and that doesn't mean it's bad or anything. Exactly. It's just written differently. Exactly. Music today, like, even music today, I feel like, isn't as catchy as it was. There's a few artists doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. like Fun was really cool, and, like,
One Republic,
they came in and said, here's the best album ever. Good luck topping it, and left. But the guy in Fun, Jack Antonoff, he's a producer and writer. He has a band called Bleachers, and he writes for Taylor Swift and everyone. Like, okay, he's monster. Like I love writing for other people. I write for labels, publishing companies. I produce for other people and artists, and I love that as well as being an artist. And I think that's key in the music industry to do all that. But yeah, it's all about those going back. It's about those notes, you know, like finding the catchy notes. And absolutely. I think that's been missing in music for quite some time now, maybe almost like 12 plus years. Mm-hmm. I feel like the last time was back when like Katy Perry, Kesha, and Lady Gaga were booming in like 08, that surge of synth music. Because it was like, again, the notes like tick tock on the clock. Like, very catchy, you know? Like,
Lenny J, I agree with you 1,000%, so, man.
That's my answer to whatever the question was, because I forgot it by now. But I think that answered it.
That answered it beautifully. I always say this. I am a huge heavy metal guy, man. One of the best soundtracks is the Doom soundtrack. If anybody knows that soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I rock out to that shit all the time. I always say it should be a Bible. It's like the Bible in everyone's house. That soundtrack
is crazy.
Like, bam! Like, it's hot.
Video games and anime really gave metal like a place to live in music. When you turn on Mario Kart 8, it's like literally very fun Nintendo like synth, but then a guitar just comes in shredding, like,
bam, you know, man, like you feel that, you
like,
feel it.
And that's what I'm trying to do in music too. I think, you know, people say my stuff is pop music, and I'm a rocker. I grew up listening from anything from hair metal to death metal.
Hey, let's
you
go.
Know
let's
but I also
it.
I love One Direction, I love Taylor Swift. I think it's all very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And like with my music, I definitely like to be known as pop, even though pop isn't even a genre. Pop means popular.
Popular,
it's
yeah.
Like, because in the 80s, metal was on the radio, so that was popular. But it's metal. How is it both? Oh, it's not. It's actually metal, and it was popular. So pop music isn't a genre. But anyway, I want to be seen as, you know, Drake, Taylor Swift, Lenny J, Miley Cyrus, like that. But I also want to wield the guitar. I think you notice how I'm sneaking guitar in there quite blatantly. It's not really
it's right
sneaking
there.
It, but I think it's being done differently. Guitar has been being brought back in music, but we're still missing, like I said, a Van Halen, a Slash. Like, where's the like person like in pop music? And I want to.
Yeah, it's almost
be
like
the artist doing it.
Yeah, it's
know?
Almost like guitar is like the symbol, the you know, like the trident of you know,
like my keyblade.
Yeah, exactly. And we need that person to come in and just like power it up, like you know, get it out there.
Yeah, so, that's what Tommy Pickles is about. Like, I picked the name of that song to be Tommy Pickles because it's about, like, the lyrics are like me going on my journey. It was when I was moving to California, like I say, I've been thinking about this way too long. Is the time ever right? I put some words together in the song to let you know how I feel at night. It's like, how long am I going to be sitting here thinking, like, when's the right time to release a song or to move? Just do what you need to do.
Yo,
just do it.
Yo,
you know?
Say that again, bro. Say that again.
Just do it.
Just you do know? It.
Like Drake said, Nike doesn't pay me to just do it. They pay me to do it again. Like,
fuck
you know?
Christ,
like,
man. Absolutely.
I made that song. There's also scenes in the Rugrats where, like, the ball goes over the fence and the other babies are like, no baby has gone over the fence to get a ball, like, it's gone after that, right?
Shouts out to anybody seen that episode, man.
Yeah, and Tommy's like, yo, I'm going to go get it. And they're like, what? You can't. No one has. And he goes, yeah, watch this. Like, you know, and he always says a baby's got to do what a baby's got to do. And I think something super deep about that show, too, is they're literally babies. Like, they're, you know.
Bruh. Yo,
but that... he's saying at that age to be that daring and just do it. Like,
listen, man, that's so...
like, that's maybe I'm interpreting it like,
no,
maybe I'm looking way too into it, but that's what I get from it. And it's what inspired my song. No. It's why I named it Tommy. It's not about Nickelodeon. It's about literally being a leader. And Tommy was like the first leader I've seen, you know, like, fortunately had my parents, you know, they're leaders, but like, I was watching TV too, you know, like, they taught me about like my brother and stuff and like, you know, raised me and, you know, it turned out pretty good, you know, and video games, like, we all looked up to, like, whether it's superheroes or like Sora, like Sonic. Tommy was one of them, even, yeah, exactly, even if Tommy was a baby, like, he said a baby gotta do what a baby gotta do. And like, I kind of agree. I mean, I do agree. And in my video, I don't know if you saw all the different Rugrat characters, yeah, on all the people.
Oh, it was so awesome, bro. So
yeah,
awesome.
Like, and like, if you saw Phil and Lil had like the little, you know how they have a duck on their shirt? We gave them little side duck keychains because, like, you know how to throw some Pokemon in there?
Yeah.
Because the yellow duck is on their outfit. So we gave little side duck Funkos. Like, and then, like, Angelica, we made a buddy of mine, and he's like the agent because she's always the bully. And that's why. And then, yeah, and then Susie's the street performer, and I give her the money that and people don't want to. You know, give, they want to give me money, Phil and Lil, when I'm performing. I'm like, no, because, you know, I don't need to take it. Like, I'll get paid when, you know, I have my concerts. I don't want to take money from people. I even feel bad asking people for money when I sell merch, and people are like, what's wrong with you? You're literally, and I'm like, I know, but it's expensive. And yeah, they're like, they're like, you buy clothes, though. I'm like, that's true.
That's true. That's very true. Good point.
But, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just a little soft with that. I want to, like, give a lot. And but, yeah, like, so Susie's in there. And then we have Chucky. She's dancing. And we actually do the perfect cast together. I don't know if you caught that. We're doing the Goofy movie. And I'm wearing the Powerline outfit, the jacket.
That
and
is
so I got the shout out. Yeah, because I mean, Goofy and Max, that was a great story.
Dude,
the two of them
classic,
in a Goofy movie.
Classic.
You know, and that music's amazing. Like, come on, you gotta stand out. You know, I'm gonna be covering that and putting that up soon. But yeah, going back to like Tommy, not to drift off.
No,
you're
good.
Much, you're
good.
Like, and even in the video, I go, you see me in the cowboy outfit. There's a bully on the playground in one of the Rugrats episodes, and Tommy confronts him, and it's like a duel, and like in their brain, they're imagining it like a showdown, even though they're just on the playground and it looks normal. But in their heads, they're seeing this big duel. And that's what music is supposed to do to you, make you
see
this grand thing. That's what video games are. It's this grand battle, you know? And in Tommy Pickles, we actually have the showdown on the playground, and that's why we're playing on the playground, because it's like, you know, we're all just having fun, like, and we enjoy going on the swings still. Like, I don't know why people say, like, you can't, like, you're too old to do this or that.
Yeah,
like, but yeah, like, Tommy Pickles is about stop thinking about it, just do it.
Just do it.
You know, I explain how I've been down in the streets, almost gave up on my dreams. Instead, I drove on straight through the night. You can't break my stride. Like, just keep going, you know? And then Life of a Runaway, I dropped that first because it introduces me. And, like, I talk about, like, kind of life advice that I wish I knew for myself. And, you know, I say, keep your focus every day. Temptation is alluring. And when you think you're in the clear, the rain will start pouring. Take your time, embrace the falls, and keep your chin up high. You automatically will fail if you never even try.
If you never even try.
Different than, you know, Tommy Pickles, that saying, do it. Like, I was down and I kept going. Like, nothing will break your stride and you got to do what you got to do, you know, like, keep going. And then Life of Runaway was more about, like, yo, you're going to feel these feelings, but know, like, you'll fail if you don't try. So they're all different types of inspiration. It's not all just positivity. Guys, it's not all just inspiration. There's, like, different reasons. You are hearing
this, man. So, go for it, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys, you might have to listen to this episode right twice. Because there's
right
so much
I got work
in
on
you.
Music today. You make me want to record right
Let's
now.
Let's go. Let's do it. That's what it's about, man. We inspire each other. We help each other out. We are there. And this has been such an amazing episode. I'm about to wrap it up, but I have three more big points and, you know, kind of smaller ones that I want to talk about. What do you think about those video game games like Guitar Hero and Rock Band? Have you ever played those?
Yeah, I actually didn't like them.
You didn't
personally.
Like them? I love them.
I don't know why. So I did like them. But it was at a time when I wasn't even playing guitar yet. Mm-hmm. I liked them because my friends were listening to songs I thought they would never listen to. That's what I loved about it.
Yeah.
But I think also because it became not like so mainstream, like people were like getting so obsessed with it and then they weren't like playing the actual instruments. And I was like, hey, you guys really love the game, but like, you guys want to play the real thing?
The real thing?
And they were like, no, like, let's play that. And no, they're great games. I think they're amazing. I beat Guitar Hero 3. I beat the Aerosmith one.
Yeah.
So I guess I did like them a lot. I played Rock Band. I guess I think as I got older, and I don't mean to say I grew out of them, mm-hmm. I think I got so consumed in the real music that I haven't had time to sit and play them again.
Yeah.
Because those aren't even video game music. There are people in those games that I've worked with now.
Yeah.
That's my life, you know? That's mm-hmm. like, play guitar every day. Like, I'm going to go downstairs and then play a fake one to a song of someone I was just editing upstairs, you know? I'm like, wait a minute, like, I want to go play Donkey Kong after. Like, I think that's what made me stop playing them because
yeah.
it wasn't an escape. Like, video games are an escape, just like music is. And for me, when I'm working all day on music, video games are my escape. You
right.
know, just as when right. people are done with their job, people love to play video games at the end of the day or watch TV. And for me, you know, they want to rock out, and not everyone could play real instruments, so I get it. You mm-hmm. get star power. You're a rock star when you play.
Like, yeah.
It's sick. The crowds get bigger. It's amazing. I think that's why I didn't play it as much as I got older, because it just became every day.
No, absolutely. You know, and I like the point that you made. People started listening to stuff that you thought would never listen to it, like all these rock music.
Exactly.
You know, and it made people feel like they were playing, you know, musical instruments, because like you said as well, too, not everybody can play musical instruments. So it gave them that good feel. And that's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
I thought they had some great soundtracks for people that weren't really
into
it.
Amazing.
And it expanded their horizons, and it got people together. Those games really got
people.
You know,
I
like four or five people in one room playing Guitar Hero, having a great time singing and dancing and whatever. So, you know, they did their thing. They did their thing for the time.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And my music's super upbeat too, and I want you to be singing and dancing at the show, you know?
And that's also like, important too, to bring people together.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, so there's a couple other things that I wanted to mention before we wrap things up. You had mentioned about how music and stages, and how you step in from one side of the stage and it's one music, and then you step into the other side and it's like completely different music, right? So what I wanted to ask is, you know, I think that's part of the reason as to why music nowadays is not as memorable, because it's all about the experience that's like happening in the game rather than a solo song for one stage, for the ice stage, for the swamp stage, like you said earlier.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what's missing in, I think, modern music and a lot of rock music and all genres, really. I feel like albums, like the singles now, streaming really ruined albums, because you could consume a whole album as fast as you could consume a single now.
Yeah.
So if I drop 12 songs from my first ever release, like everyone's been streaming Runaway and now Tommy, if I released both the same day, I would still need something new already.
That's just with the times. Like another great point, bro.
Exactly. So if I like not fight the system, but like the weekend two albums ago, he dropped a 6-minute song as a single in a time where music is almost at 2:45 for the average time. Back like crazy. the '50s. And we don't have like Stairway to Heavens or like 7-minute Bohemian Rhapsody songs anymore. Mm-hmm. But I think we will soon. I think the soundtracks are missing. Like albums really were like The Weeknd still putting out albums. Like Kanye put out albums. Yeah, like and they feel like journeys. They like take stories. You through things. Oh, and like that's you said, what
painting that picture. See.
Like think about soundtracks to movies like Goofy Movie, The Breakfast Club. Like
oh my God. Have these
epic, timeless music. And like the songs I'm releasing, I believe they are timeless. And I think the Donkey Kong music is timeless. And Super Mario, like
and it's
Linkin
the same
Park.
Thing with gaming like, because
that, yeah.
Because gaming these nowadays games. Is are the same way. They're these big, huge, one-time experiences to be eaten up, bottled up. Okay, next game.
I know.
Next
and experience. What's been the one? What's hitting the best the last 10 years? The amazing remakes of the games we loved back
exactly.
then.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm playing. I'm literally playing Resident Evils that I played 20 years ago, just in better graphics now.
Yep.
That's all. Like
a whole experience,
know,
a whole
like,
story.
Yeah, because the stories are missing. I think that's what's missing in modern music today, whether it's rock, hip-hop, mm-hmm. metal, and it's not completely missing. We do have some amazing
there,
people out there.
But it's the times. Yeah, like, it's the times. Even TikTok. Look at-
and do you notice I haven't spoken about TikTok? Because I think if you kind of blow up on TikTok, that actually might hurt you a bit and
right.
you could weave yourself out of it and brand yourself. I'm not saying it's terrible, but I kind of am using Instagram and Spotify and the streaming services because if I grow that way, my show will grow. I want to play massive stadium shows. I will do that because we have to manifest.
Let's
I will
go
and you'll be there and you'll be on the guest list.
Let's go. Let's go.
And like the point is, like, I want larger than life music. Like, these video games were larger than life. Mm-hmm. I don't like these quick trends. Like, also, I am not a trend. I will make the trends. Like, when you are a trend, like, you're gone. Like, on TikTok and Reels, even people do like the same thing.
Over,
and
yep.
okay, it's fun to get in on what's in. You know, we all like trends. We all wear, you know, some fashion that's in now or wasn't, or like, and then isn't in anymore. That's fine. But like, these people have like no identity sometimes, and they're literally have such a following because they're just doing the same dances everyone else is, and
exactly.
I kind of don't understand that. And like, you know what? If they're making a living, they're taking care of themselves, good for them. I'm happy for
yeah,
them. Right. We're all trying to do that. For me, I just have so much to say and I don't understand what they're doing, but that's why they're doing what they're doing and I'm doing what I'm doing.
Oh,
so I don't vibe with TikTok because I think it's funny. Like I'll get lost on there laughing at it for like an hour. I'm not going to lie to you. But like,
but that's what it is. It's just stuff to consume.
You know,
like
exactly.
5 seconds. Okay,
I
next,
want my
five
songs
seconds.
To exactly. I want my songs to really resonate, like and sit and like. We go
as,
back and we. When you win a championship, we are the champions. It's played
exactly.
like forever,
and that
like,
sits with them. That sits with the people.
Yeah, like I'm trying to make classics. I
Let's
am making.
It. Let's do it. You are on the path.
You know,
man.
It's
you
a, it's a new time. A modern day renaissance man. I'm
Let's
trying to
do it, man. Oh my god.
So it's doable and there will be not just me, there's gonna be more people. I hope this is contagious and we get a new
contagious.
Wave of
oh,
music and like I hope it's not too soon to say contagious as well. And I hope people are or will hear what I'm saying and start doing similar things, not saying like what I do is what I want the world to be, but I want to see some of that like epicness, that super like, and again, it is out there here and there, but like, I feel like back in the 80s and 90s and even early 2000s, like think about comedies like, and funny classic movies. Like, I feel like we haven't even had many still, like, lately. We're getting all these remakes.
And, topic, like, man.
And, yeah, that's my take on that.
Lenny J, man, you have been speaking beautifully. I think I'm going to wrap it up here. This has been, this has been so many good points on this episode. And I want to ask you one last thing. You know, is there anything you want to leave with the people about music, about their career, about video games, just anything in general? And then after that, man, hit us up with all of your social media once again, all of your singles and anything that has to do with Lenny J. Of course, guys, his information is going to be in the link in the description down below. Anything Lenny J will be right there. But yo, please, man, give us some final closing thoughts, some final closing words, and anything
just
about you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And I'm glad you're enjoying Tommy Pickles and Life of a Runaway. I have plenty more music coming out. It's going to be frequently every month or quicker, and multiple songs. Even I have EPs coming, albums. I actually have like 25 full songs, like, done.
Whew.
And so I'm way ahead. And so just keep up with me on Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, anything streaming. Lenny J period 13 is my Instagram handle. Lenny J period on Spotify and every streaming service. Really, I hope the lyrics resonate with you, and I wanted to inspire you to do whatever you need to do and just conquer anything, and that there's always a way. No matter what you're trying to do, there is always a way. And remember that. You'll do what you need to do. Oh, so,
Lenny, damn, man. Much love, man. I really appreciate you for being on today's podcast.
Thank you.
So, man, I can't wait to get this out. I can't wait for people to listen. People better listen to this thing twice, man.
You're the first person to have me. This is crazy. As like a Lenny J, the artist. I'm so hyped. I've been excited for this. It was easy. Didn't even hurt. Amazing.
Oh my god, it was such a smooth conversation too, man. We did it. And I can't wait to have you on again. Anytime you want to talk about anything, you know, video games or whatever it is you want, shoot me a message, man. We'll be on here.
Of course, we'll be chatting for sure. I'll send you some songs on that too. I don't know.
Oh, let's do it, man. And for anybody who wants to be a part of the Lives and Games podcast, you can find us on social media by Infinite Lives and Games, except the Twitch, which is twitch.tv/SethInfinite. I'll be streaming more often now. Gonna take a little break after this, you know, season is over, but it's been a phenomenal season. It's been a phenomenal episode, guys. I cannot wait to see you all again for season 3. Gonna be opening with another big episode. But yo, guys, this has been Infinite Lives and Games with Lenny J. Oh, man. It's such an emotional episode. But yo, as always, guys, I want you guys to stay healthy, stay safe, and of course, stay infinite.